Hey, welcome to another edition of God News You Can Use. This is where we give God all the glory for the good stuff happening in the world. You can go check out the Otherwise News anytime, but who needs that when you can get God News You Can Use? And today we go to Somerville, South Carolina, where a young woman is getting a lot of praise, and rightfully so. Her name is Kirby. She's driving down the road, and what does she see? A sight were it us, we'd never forget.
And I saw these two kids like creeping closer and closer to the road, and I scanned to see if there was like any adults possibly chasing after them.
She knew exactly what to do.
And I slammed on my brakes, jumped out of my car. The car was running. My door was open. I was happy that I got to them, but I was still in shock looking around the area trying to figure out where these kids have come from.
Well, it turns out the little escapees had just gone through a hole in the fence at their daycare. And these kids, having looked at the pictures, were no more than 2 years old. Kirby, along with the police officer, subsequently realized that the daycare was actually trying to gather some help to go get the kids, but apparently not fast enough. But she said the most amazing thing in light of that.
I feel like it was innocent. They didn't know. I don't want to shut down the daycare. I wasn't trying to bring an uproar.
And that's pretty amazing. So is she. God's word today to go with your God news you can use, John 15:12. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Many people love to say, what would Jesus do? Well, I think we know. And we also know that this is an amazing story and an amazing young woman. And she was so humble about it, too. Gotta love that. That was story number one for God News You Can Use this week as we move on to story number two, which I know you're going to love just as much. But it doesn't start off so wonderful. Imagine if you were in that position where you had to rescue somebody, but you knew you had to do it at your own peril. When it comes to our kids and our grandkids, we don't hesitate. I would say we don't hesitate for pretty much anybody. But in this particular case, it was a father who went in for his toddler after the fire department had cleared the entire apartment complex. And they were very distraught watching him run back into that apartment complex, not really understanding what he was doing, until he was in an upstairs window, dangling his three-year-old, ready to drop him into the arms of the police officers and the fire department.
It's a lot to try to put yourself in his shoes to think, hey, you know, you're dropping your kid down. Can't even imagine what he was going through his mind.
The fact that he was sleeping, and we pounded on those doors.
You can almost hear my voice, like I'm a little frustrated, like, all right, we thought the building was evacuated, and there's somebody at the window.
Knock everything back in the window, jump out here.
When he went back in, I didn't know what he was going back in for. That kind of concerns us when something like that happens. So luckily, he came back fairly quickly with the child.
I think this is what we signed up for. This is the exciting part of the job. You want to be able to help people and do the right thing.
And it is pretty amazing. That's why we love to give him some credit. But we give God all the glory for this story. You know why? Because God instilled in us from the beginning that instinct to do good for our fellow man. He enabled us to have that empathy, that compassion for others. And that's why you see police officers, fire department, EMTs, rescue workers, all those that serve the public, they reacted to that instinct that God instilled in them. And they said, that's the line of work I'm going to go into. So we love to give them some credit, but God all the glory, John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. It's God News out of New Jersey today. And by the way, the dad jumped out of the window next, and he was well as well. We love bringing it to you. But our next story takes us to North Carolina, a five-year-old by the name of Ava. You see, Ava is little, but she's making a big difference. You see, Ava's grandmother makes really good lemonade. It's sort of a secret recipe, but she told her granddaughter about it, and her granddaughter, little Ava, decided she was going to use that recipe to raise some money.
I have to sell lemonade and get babies in need their stuff.
It's a great thing for someone young and have a passion to help others. You know, it's not about a money thing. It's about to give to those that need.
That's how good that lemonade is. And she's not just selling it to raise some money for maybe a new toy or maybe buy a game system or anything like that. No, she's actually doing it to help women and children in need. You see, she found out about an organization that helps moms and their kids with diapers, pacifiers, toys, everything that would benefit a baby and a mother at her nearby hospital. Not only that, but into the community, into shelters and beyond. And Ava saw an opportunity, and she reacted to it, and she started selling lemonade, and it is a hit. People coming from all over now to get some Ava's lemonade. In fact, it's not only so good, it's been bottled, and you can find it in North Carolina stores. It's called Lemonade Baby. Maybe this has gone beyond North Carolina. You should Google it and see. But she's raised thousands of dollars. And I'm taking a look right now at the lemonade. I've got a picture in front of me, and it looks delicious. I hope this goes beyond North Carolina. And she continues to do it. Lemonade Baby. She is a sweet little baby. I know she's probably almost six and doesn't want to be called a baby anymore. But you know what, sweetie? You're amazing. And we love celebrating amazing kids. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. I have a feeling that someone, somewhere, somehow, some way, instilled this into this little girl right from the beginning. As I was saying with our last story, we have that God nature in us, that instinct to be good and to do good. But then there are parents and grandparents who go a very long way to further that. And since we're talking about her grandmother in this story, I'm going to give Ava's grandma some credit here too. A little bit of glory for her, but all the glory to God with your God News you can use this week. Hope you enjoyed the stories. And yeah, I've got three brand new ones ready to go. Brand new podcast every Friday. Thanks for listening to God News you can use. May the Lord bless you until I see you again.